Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. Well, it's the end of an era, because as I was saying in the news headlines, the BBC has discontinued its radio broadcasts on long wave after 101 years. Now, it's very strange. I believe that they've been broadcasting on long wave since 1925 on and off. And these days, I think it's just BBC Radio 4. It's the last one that's on long wave. In case you're wondering what long wave is, if you go to your radio, if you still have one, if you're as old as I am, your radio has FM, it has AM, it might have medium wave, MW, which is the same as AM, and there's also another band called LW, long wave. And of course, if your radio is old enough, you might also have SW for shortwave. So the BBC, I think it's more or less the only station in Europe that's still broadcasting on long wave. I could be wrong there, but it's the only one that I ever heard on long wave. It's come to an end. Now, for years, it's been forecast that they were going to do this. And I say that because they were always saying, I mean, even when I was a boy, they were always saying, well, we know that there is some special type of technology used here that we can't replace. It's not that they didn't want to replace it, they couldn't. And now they're saying that they've made the decision to actually just stop. So let's read a little bit here. This is a Facebook post from somebody called Ahmed Tijani Ramalan. He's been talking about this on his Facebook page. A lot of people from other countries are quite upset because they could listen on long wave in the evening to the BBC. And people like me who loved radio loved just hearing it and knowing it was there. It was very comforting. But anyway, let's see what it says here. It says, the BBC has officially discontinued its long-wave radio broadcasts, marking the end of nearly 100 years of service. BBC Radio 4, the last remaining long-wave station in the UK, ceased operations at 1 a.m. on Saturday. Yeah, they played the national anthem. It was lovely, actually. It says here, long-wave broadcasting began in 1934. Really? I'm sure it was 1925. But anyway, long-wave broadcasting began in 1934 and played a crucial role during World War II in transmitting important messages. BBC Radio 4 adopted the long-wave frequency in 1978, and has maintained its presence in this format to date. Yeah, there were other BBC broadcasts on long wave before that. The decision to close the service was first announced in 2022. And by 2024, the network had eliminated separate scheduling for long wave. The BBC said that long-wave technology is now coming to the end of its life and that its continued operation would require a significant investment. Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? They've just had a new chairman, is it, or managing director appointed. He was previously a manager in Google, and they're calling him Hatchet Man because he's slashing all of the services because they want to save money. It says here in a statement, the BBC emphasised its commitment to supporting vulnerable audiences during platform closures, ensuring that listeners are assisted. Really? How do you support people when you announce you're discontinuing a service? I mean, really. It says here, despite the closure, fans of Radio 4 can continue to enjoy their favourite programmes through FM, DAB, TV and digital services. Doesn't sound very reassuring, that, does it? It says here, long wave radio is always popular in remote and rural areas, particularly among mariners and fishermen. Oh, God, yeah. Radio 4 was famous for its shipping forecasts. It sounded just like numbers. It was very funny. Portsmouth, 321. Actually, I can't remember how they used to do it, but it was something like that. It was a series of names followed by numbers. The closure has sparked concern among campaigners who highlight the significance of long wave as a non-digital means of communication. Yet, see, this is really important, because if the war comes again, the first thing that will go will be the internet. And, of course, we will be looking for radios and transmissions at that point. During the final shipping forecast, a Radio 4 announcer remarked, it's the end of an era. And they're saying that the long wave services was managed by Arqiva. That was the technology company used to manage their transmissions. A woman here, Caroline Abrahams, of a charity here in the UK called Age UK. This is a charity that looks after older people. She stressed a concern, emphasising the importance of not leaving vulnerable populations behind as the media increasingly shifts online. She called upon the government to lead efforts in digital inclusion, helping people to get online. Yeah, it's very sad. I mean, there was no good time to do this, really. But coming off traditional platforms like long wave, medium wave, FM, they're all doing it. So I don't know what's going to happen. But if you were listening to the BBC on long wave, you're probably over a certain age. It used to broadcast at 198, but I might go to long wave tonight just to see what else is on there. Now that it's gone, there may be something lurking behind that signal. You know, like another channel that I couldn't hear or something. I love radio, so I'll be there going through the bands to see what else I can find. And that's it. That's the story. The BBC leaves long wave. Right, I hope you've enjoyed this. Let's talk again soon, and I wish you all a very, very peaceful day. Bye.
Joseph, the English teacher, guiding words like a preacher. Chalk in hand, he's on a mission, shaping dreams with precision. Joseph.